produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
The heavens are all mine.
We declare.
miedo cuando tus miedos se caen. Como fuera
zone that we're watching from, in every moment of time that we are in. Father, we receive out of your presence right here together at the Infinity Center. We give you all the glory that is due unto your name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know our thoughts. You know the intents of our hearts. You know our imagination. You know the movement of our will as we flow through this earth and in the various time zones. And right here, Father, we align ourselves. We put ourselves in sync with your presence. Holy Spirit, teach us again. woo us again into the magnitude of the mysteries of God. I like that. Woo us again into the magnitude of the mysteries of God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Eternal One, Eternal One, Eternal One. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you for joining me here at the Infinity Center. I thank you for being part of the RMM TV family. It is always such a privilege. I take it as a privilege to get to speak into your lives, to get to challenge your thinking, especially in this season of visitation, because it is the time, the set time of the Lord our God. I want to just jump right in and read you this scripture, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Why is this so important? Because this is the breath of God being breathed on us, not in past tense, but in the here and now. It is a sign, it is a witness to the unbeliever as well as to the believer of the moving of the Holy Spirit, the infilling, the dwelling, the flowing out, standing and receiving in the moment of his presence, in his presence, receiving out and through the moving of his Spirit. The challenge came to us in Mark 16, verse 17 to 19. And these signs, Jesus says, shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into the heaven and sat at the right hand of God. You know, we could start with having a theological discussion, because right here is where we understand how denominations came into being. Because some believe that the Holy Spirit was just for Jesus' time for the apostles. And after the ending of the apostles and the new church age began as it went worldwide, we see the ending of the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. We can now recognize not only denominations, but we can recognize theology, because this plays such an important part in how the interpretation of the scriptures is taught across the church world. I'm not just saying United States, across the church world, globally, we can recognize the different denominations. If I start talking about the Holy Spirit, I've just eliminated the Baptists. I've just eliminated the Methodists. I've eliminated to a degree some parts of the Pentecostal movement. But when we come back to the Word teaches us, because the Word says it will never depart. It will never cease. It will continually unfold. And in that continual unfolding is the continual demonstration. It's the Word that you know. It's the Word that you operate in. It's the Word that you have established in you. That's so good. The Word that you have established in you. Not just that you recognize it. It is established within you. These signs shall follow them that believe. It's not talking about the fivefold ministry. It's the basic authority of the believer. Can I say that to you one more time? It's not even talking about the fivefold. It says these signs shall follow them that believe. It is the believer's authority. Right there, we understand that from you receive salvation and you now abide in the fellowship of Jesus,
that our high priest that continually intercedes for us in the heavenly realms. When you understand that part of your salvation, the next part of your salvation is fulfilling the works that Jesus did. He didn't just talk only, he demonstrated. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and the demonstration comes when you know the faith of the word that you walk in. Why is a challenge, but you shall receive power? Why do we need the power? Because the early church recognition that they had been followers of Jesus, the recognition of the world, the recognition of the spiritual leadership of that day, understood when the believer spoke that they had either an encounter with the apostles or they had an encounter with Jesus, because they spoke with the same authority that he spoke with. You know, Joel chapter 2 tells us that, I don't want to get into that today because there's so much to that, and that's for a later message. But Joel chapter 2 tells us that your sons and your daughters will prophesy. So this is a time to come. It is not just at the death and resurrection of Jesus, but your sons and daughters, it was speaking not just to the Jewish nation, to the Israelite, but it was speaking of generations to come, generations outside of the nationality, outside of the culture and the religious habits of the Israelite. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. You know what I love about a witness? A witness can tell you exactly what they saw. But if you have five witnesses to the same crime, they're going to give you five different interpretations because they've seen it from five different viewpoints. And then they're adding in their own personal reflection of the incident that took place. But here, witnesses of Jesus is that I don't become John, I don't become Paul, I don't become Matthew. I am myself giving my witness, giving my testimony of what he has done for me and through me. That's the witness that is needed today. What is your witness of the power of God? You might have seen it, but has it flowed through you? You might have experienced it in an environment, but were you a participant or just were you a participant? Did it flow through you, or were you just watching, a spectator?
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers 1-888-201-5313.